Good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm the host today, Ed Ackerley. I'm filling in for my good friend Grant Kruger. Grant is helping the gentleman out at the Conquistadors with the golf tournament this week. He's a brand new Conquistador, so he's out working the golf tournament. He'll be working the Friday night Midland concert at Rito Racetrack. He's a big dog in that and making that all come together. So he asked me to fill in for him. It's kind of funny. I asked him to do Wednesdays, and now he's asking me to fill in for him today. So, you know, Jump in Tucson is a unique format show with different hosts every day, covering a wide variety of great things going on in Tucson. I host Mondays, which is the Wonder Series, talking about the good things happening at the U of A. Lots of people talk about the bad things going on at the University of Arizona. I like to highlight the students, the researchers, the staff, the good research that's going on. I was at an event yesterday, fantastic presentation about using the moon as a base for future space exploration. It was great to have Dr. Thenga walk us through that. It was incredible. I was just really fascinated by that. Tuesdays, our friend General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour to get people to jump into their civic responsibility of voting and being part of politics. On Wednesday, of course, Grant usually is here talking about food and politics. On Thursday, Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance talks tourism and all the great things that we have and that people come from all over the world to see. And then I come back on Friday and I talk about success stories in business. Tomorrow, Tom will have the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum featuring the executive director and two Western Heritage historians who will be talking about how the railroad transformed Tucson in the early days and what that means in 2024. So we talk about success stories. One success story in Tucson is KOLD-TV, Channel 13. It's cold in Tucson. And today we're lucky to have the general manager of Channel 13, Rob Baino. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Great, great. You know, I would be remiss if we didn't start and say that KVOI has an agreement with KOLD. So when Matt's behind the glass over there, when he reads the news headlines, it comes to him about 4 o'clock in the morning from your folks in the newsroom, who share with him the information, and then he shares it with the listeners of KVOI. So that's a good relationship with the radio station.
Yes, we love it a lot.
Yeah. So let's talk first just a little bit about you and about your journey to Tucson to become the general manager a couple years ago for the station, and your background. And we were talking in the green room about how small the universe is getting for television general managers and people in charge. So tell us a little bit about how, first off, I wanted to maybe mention your last name, an interesting last name. We were having that conversation too. It's spelled B-O-E-N-A-U.
Right.
But you pronounce it Baino.
Baino, yeah. And we tried to get all five vowels in, but only four of them fit.
That's great. I love that. So tell us a little bit about that, of your heritage.
My family is comes from Germany, right close to France. Two Baino brothers came over, and one stayed in New York. The other one decided to go west to Mansfield, Ohio, and that's where my family is from. And I've got aunts and uncles and cousins all over the country, from Florida, California, D.C. So we've spread out. We're everywhere now.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Our last name is Ackerley, and it's spelled L-E-Y at the end, A-C-K-E-R-L-E-Y. And so that's an interesting spelling. It comes from England. And when I was with the AAF running around the country, I would always go to, at that time, the phone book and look up the Ackerleys, and I'd give them a call. And, you know, we have when my ancestors came, they did the same thing yours did. They went to the four corners. They went to New York, Washington, California, and Georgia, of all places. And so as I was traveling around the world, it was neat to call up people and say, hey, here's the side of family I'm from. Where are you from? Now there's lots of Ackerleys all over the United States, but it's kind of interesting.
Luckily, my family, the part of the Baino clan that I'm from, settled in Sarasota, Florida. So that's home for me. And what a beautiful city. Great place to grow up.
Yeah.
So Not too shabby.
So Bill and I are familiar with our name is misspelled frequently. They miss the E between the L and the Y. I bet your name is mispronounced almost every single time somebody says it, because even last night they announced your name and I saw you kind of look at your wife and go, there you go again.
Yep.
I can't even tell you the name. Bonio or whatever.
The most common one since I've moved here to Tucson is Bueno.
Bueno.
I'm like, all right, I'll take Bueno.
That's good.
That's good. A good miss.
That's good. But Bueno is how you pronounce
yes.
it. Yeah, very good. So tell us a little bit about your journey from Sarasota to all the different places, stops in between, and got you to Tucson, Arizona to be the new general manager of Gray.
So I graduated from high school in Sarasota. I went to Florida State University. I loved writing, anything involving storytelling. So I took all the different kinds of writing classes that you could take. Got into the television program. When I was trying to pick a major, they were saying, all right, we have 500 majors here. And I said, what involves the least amount of math?
Right.
So they said marching band, drama, or television. So I said, all right, sign me up for TV. Loved it. And from there, I got to work at Disney World and do a presentation for Michael Eisner, who was the head of Disney at the time. Then I got to go to CNN. I was an associate producer there before going into private production in Kansas City. Then I went to St. Joe, Missouri, where I got a job as a producer doing creative commercials and promos.
Mm-hmm.
Within a few months, they made me a manager there. And 2 years later, I went to Huntsville, Alabama. And I was there for 5 years. Beautiful area, real close to Nashville. And then that company sold, and I went to Wichita, Kansas, and I was there for 2 years, and then I got a phone call asking me to go to Cleveland, and I thought, oh, I'll probably just be here a year or two, and I wound up being there 21 years in
wow.
Cleveland. It's got the best of everything there. It's the meteorological armpit of America, mm-hmm. not the prettiest weather, but otherwise it's got everything, all the great sports and arts mm-hmm. and music scene, and it's super affordable. It was a great place to raise my two kids. And I decided I was going to stay there until my boys went into college. So one went to Florida State, and he is now a TV producer. And the other one is a senior at Ohio State University as an electrical and computer engineer.
Cool. It's interesting how when you get into the broadcast business, a little bit like the military, and that you move from place to place. You know, my dad, before he started the advertising agency 68, I think they were in four states and jumped around as GM to different cities until they got to Tucson and said, we're not leaving here after that.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, that's really cool. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back in just a minute. We'll talk a little bit about the history of KOLD and it's 70 years, in 71, I guess now, of what it's done. And so we'll talk about that, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with Channel 13 and the news product and all those things after the break. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is your host, Ed Ackerley, sitting in today for Grant Kruger from the wonderful Union Public House, Reforma, Proof, the great patio at St. Philip's Plaza. And of course, Grant also owns the Maverick on the east side, the Country Bar, which is a great music venue. Lots of cool things going on over there. He doesn't talk much about his enterprise when he's on the radio. So someday we should have Grant in to be a guest of Jump in Tucson. Let me interview him about all the success he has. So we're talking today with Rob Bueno, who is the general manager of KOLD, Channel 13, the CBS affiliate here in Tucson. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of KOLD. It's the first television station. It came out of KOPO, which was the radio station that was the original radio station that Gene Autry owned. And Gene Autry was the famous cowboy from the 50s that got into the... Yeah, doesn't he sing, Matt, doesn't he sing a Rudolph song? Yeah, it's still played on radio stations all across the country. So a lot of people know him from his Rudolph song and his days as a cowboy movie star. But he owned TV stations and radio stations, and then he moved into TV when the TV stations were allowed to go on the air. In 1953 is when KOLD came on the air. And... I'm going to ask you, do you know where their first building was?
No, I don't know where the first building was.
I do. It was in the old Tucson Inn. It was on Drachman, where there's a downtown campus of the Pima College there, kind of where Drachman turns into Miracle Mile. It's on the left side, on the south side of the street. There was a building there called the Tucson Inn, right? And that's where KOPO was as a radio station, and then Channel 13 kind of took over there. It's kind of like Bustos Media in a way. There was just one little station there, and then Channel 13 came, KOLD, and they kept expanding in this area that really wasn't made for a TV station at the time, and so they're putting in big walls of, where the technical directors and the engineers were sitting. They've crammed all this stuff into this. And the sales office was literally no bigger than our studio here, with people sitting in desks all over the place.
I think that's how I would describe almost every radio station and TV station I've ever worked in.
Yeah.
They were always not designed to be right. One of those things. I worked in one that was used to be a mechanic's garage. And the two-car bay where they would work on the cars, that became a studio. And the oil change pit is where the engineers actually had their office.
That's great. That's kind of how this was. This was in an old hotel. And this we're talking about a motor lodge kind of a hotel that was, single story, basically. Maybe it was two stories. And there are some historical signs that are along that street there that they've Magic Carpet Golf and some former businesses in Tucson. It's kind of interesting that it's historic right there in that one area across from Pima College. So KOPO was the radio station, and they eventually changed their name to KOLD Radio. And Autry had a station in Phoenix that he was affiliated with, which was Cool, KOOL TV. And so they used to answer the phone. It's cool in Phoenix and it's cold in Tucson. And KOLD in Tucson, so it's pretty amazing. So tell us a little bit about CBS. And ever since the station started in 1953, it's had an affiliation with the Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. Just talk a little bit about how networks work and how, even today, how that whole relationship of providing content and agreeing to run commercials and then having the commercials for you to sell locally. So how does it all work?
Well, it's changed a lot in the last 10 years as right. far as who pays who for all of the content. They used to pay us, the affiliates, to go ahead and carry their signal.
It's kind of like a revenue share with the commercials that they were selling nationwide, right?
Right, because all of the TV stations are independently owned. They're not owned by the network in most cases.
Right.
They would used to pay us to go ahead and be an affiliate to carry their signal. Now it's the opposite, and they insist that we have to pay them to carry the stuff.
Right.
But
it's worth it because they're providing a primetime schedule and obviously a news product and other things. Nora O'Donnell on CBS News is a powerful product for you to launch into your news and so forth.
Exactly. And the CBS Morning News with Gail King. And what's really powerful for us, is the NFL agreement that have, the PGA Golf. It does really well. 60 Minutes, it's the number one show every single week.
For like 60 years, it's been the number one.
Yeah. It's just fantastic journalism there. So they provide a bunch of those things. And then for those who like soaps, CBS has the two of the longest running soaps. They're still on right now. So
TH and General Hospital, right? No. Matt's shaking his head no at me. It's not. That went off the air 14 years ago. What am I thinking?
So the programming works out really well. So what they do is they give us programming. We're allowed to sell commercials. There are certain breaks that belong to the network, so they sell their own national sponsors.
So in the Super Bowl, if you ever got that, or if you're doing the NC2A tournament or something, they get to control the commercials.
Correct.
But then you get a few, right?
Right. They'll give us a couple of pods that will be all local. So during halftime, we had two local pods. In the first quarter, we had one. A pod is usually 2.5, maybe 3 minutes in length. So we get a certain portion that we can sell, but most of that belongs to the network and the Super Bowl.
And that's a significant boost for you because those are the highest rated programming with what would be the Super Bowl or say it's the March Madness or something like that, and you're able to sell some commercials. You get a premium rate for that.
And the reason is because it gets an 80 share, which means 80% of all TVs that are in use are on that show.
Right.
So that's pretty significant.
And so radio and TV time is sold by the amount of listeners or viewers, and the more people you gather in one spot, the more you charge. It's kind of like an airline plane heading out. The fewer the seats there are, the more expensive the seats are that are left.
That's right.
And so as you get towards kickoff or towards tip-off or whatever, the closer you get to that, the more expensive they become. As the inventory goes down, the price goes up.
Yeah. And works that way for TV salaries, too. People in the smallest markets, where they're the fewest viewers, make the least amount of money because there's the least amount of ad revenue.
Right.
And then you get up to New York, the most viewers, that's where you can make the most money.
Let's talk a little bit. We talk about CBS, but you also have an agreement with Tenga, and this happened, goodness gracious, now it's been almost 20 years ago that agreement started with the Fox affiliate. So we have five if you count PBS, but we have four major television networks. We have the ABC, the NBC, the CBS affiliate, which you are, and then there's also the latecomer, which was the Fox network that came in. And of course, there's PBS and CW and some others that are smaller. But the large four major ones are those ABC, CBS, NBC, and then Fox. And Fox was kind of late to the party.
Right.
And the other ones were established for almost 50 years before Fox came on the scene. But you have a unique relationship with them. As you know, an owner is not allowed to own two TV stations in the same market because of FCC rules. But you have an agreement with the Fox affiliate, and people can see that when they see Dan Mari's on Channel 11 and Channel 13.
That's right.
And providing that resource. So talk a little bit about that agreement of how that all works.
So a shared services agreement is beneficial to both sides. So one side who is just starting out, local news is one of the strongest, most interesting kinds of pieces of video that you'll ever put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so every station wants to have local news, but local news is expensive. It is really, really expensive to put together.
Evidence the newspaper not really doing it anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we have a newsroom that has more than 60 people working in there, and they're working 24 hours a day. There is always somebody in the newsroom. All the news cars, all the equipment that it takes to transmit the signals from everywhere. So rather than invest millions of dollars, plus you've also got the building, the facility, and all of that, what they do is for a much lower cost, they can say, hey, we would like to lease newscasts from you during time periods where you're not already doing news for CBS. So it winds up being a much more cost-affordable way for them to be able to go ahead and get news. And it's great for us because it gives us the opportunity to go ahead and expand our news reach. We are now able to put on newscasts in time periods and reach different demographics than we would have before. So it winds up helping both sides.
So, for instance, in Tucson, historically, the late evening news is at 10 o'clock. Well, the Fox News comes on at 9 o'clock.
Correct.
An hour earlier, and that has been that way for maybe 10 years or so, where they have come on early like that. And it's also interesting that because we don't observe daylight savings time in Arizona, our late news is at 10 p.m., where the rest of the United States, the majority of it is at 11 o'clock.
That's
because
right.
of that hour's difference. And I think March 13th, or March 12th, we go back into daylight savings time, and the rest of the country adjusts, and we don't adjust in Arizona. And that dates back to agricultural and the sun and the heat that we have here, and not adopting daylight savings time from a legislative perspective because of agriculture of all things. So very interesting. So our 10 o'clock news in most other markets is an 11 o'clock news.
Right. For the last 21 years when I was in my former market in Cleveland, it was the 11 o'clock news. I got to tell you, there are a whole bunch of things I love about Tucson. One of them is the fact that I can go to bed an hour earlier.
Right. And the other thing that's kind of new recently in the news product, we'll talk about this a little bit more in the lineup that you have, but, say 20 years ago, the first newscast would be at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning. Heck, now some of the news product is starting as early as 4 o'clock in the morning and even earlier sometimes. And so we're seeing more news programming earlier in the day and then later into the evening as well. And so a lot more, and during the midday period too. So
Tucson specifically, I can tell you, loves local news. And every single time we have added a newscast, it winds up being the ratings go up from whatever we had on before. So less syndicated product for us and more local news is where we've been going.
And a lot of that has to do with, the source of where you can get your news now. It's pretty much, most of the radio station groups don't provide a lot. Well, obviously, you were providing it at Bustos. There's not a lot of radio stations that are conducting news programming. And of course, the newspapers are changing the way that they deliver news and so forth. So, well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the metamorphosis of TV over the last few years and good things going on at Channel 13. And Matt, I'm going to look up what those soap operas are. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM. We'll be back in just a minute after we hear from some great sponsors. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson, the Wednesday edition. This is Ed Ackerley. I'm sitting in today for host Grant Kruger, who's working on the Coligard Classic Golf Tournament this week and the upcoming concert on Friday night with Midland at Rialto. So he's doing his civic duties today, so I'm sitting in for him. Tomorrow, Tom Moulton will have the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum featuring a couple of executives from the center and a couple train historians to talk about how the railroad system transformed Tucson through business and commerce on both sides of the border. So that'll be an interesting discussion. And I'll be back again on Friday with some success stories. Speaking of success and long history in Tucson, we're talking this morning with Rob Baino. He's the general manager of KOLD-TV Channel 13, and they've been in business since 1953 as a local television station providing entertainment, news, sports, live news for as long as I can remember, and I've been here all my life. So I think the station is, what is it? It's 5 years older than I am. So I grew up with Channel 13. Of course, my folks were in the advertising agency business in 68 and in the radio business before that. So we have a long history with Channel 13. I was trying to name for you as many of the general managers as I could think of that we've worked with over the years. It's kind of a revolving door in the last 20 years, I would say.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason is because KOLD has been such a strong station. It winds up being a springboard.
Absolutely.
And there have been some fantastic careers of GMs who came through here and that are now in top 20 markets,
right,
leading those organizations.
And we talked about Debbie Bush, who's up in Phoenix now with your affiliate up there, and she was at your station for several years, many years, and then she moved up to have
responsibility. Yeah, she was with KOLD for 5 years. Right. They moved her up to Cincinnati, which was one of the larger markets that the company had at the time. And then when we acquired Phoenix a few years ago, that's one of our top two markets now, Phoenix and Atlanta. And Debbie is she's one of the smartest people that I've ever met, and she's got that station humming up there just like she has at every stop that she's made. She does a great job.
She's a good person, yeah. You know, speaking of guys that were on your news product or whatever and then gone on, there's a guy that lives in Tucson here who he was an anchor for you guys, and then when an upstart little cable news company started, he jumped over and became an anchor on the beginnings of CNN News. His name's Lou Waters, and he was an anchor for you he was on for many years. Then he went over to the NBC affiliate, or back and forth. They kind of go back and forth. And then when CNN took off, Lou went to Atlanta and became the main anchor for their news product, and then he retired. He was there probably 20 years, and then he retired back to Tucson, lives in Oro Valley, and is a photographer by trade. He goes out and takes pictures, and I see Lou every once in a while. He was a great Channel 13 guy for many years. So
we've got quite a few folks who have been around the market. Some of them have been with us for a long time, and some were at another station,
right,
went away, and then decided they wanted to come back to Tucson because of how great Tucson is. So Dan Marais has been with us for 20 years now.
Right.
We have a reporter, Bud Foster, who is...
For 90 years he's been there. Yeah.
Bud Foster's been around forever, and I hope he continues. Yeah. He was
an anchor for many years, too.
He's an icon in the Tucson market and in television. He's one of the best reporters. Never flinches, and he knows a good story as soon as he hears one. So
one of our favorites is Erin Christensen, who is your chief meteorologist. I was telling you the story the other day when we were talking that you know, we've had an advertising agency for 56 years, and there was this young brand new salesperson who came into our office and was selling us TV time, and she liked it, and she had gone to school for it, but she liked it, but she wanted to do something different, and she ended up going back and getting her meteorology degree. So Erin was my sales rep from Channel 13, and then she went and got her degree and became a weather person, and now she's been doing that, for goodness, probably for 25 years. So
that's right. She was across the street. She went away to Florida for a couple of years, missed Tucson, came back. It doesn't surprise me that she was a good salesperson. She's another person, super smart, talented, and I'll bet she's successful in anything she wants to try.
Yeah, and then Damien, of course, your sports guy, he's been there forever, and he's done a great job of being the lead sports guy for many, many years. I imagine he's probably been there 15 years, I would have think. Yeah.
And those are all the reasons why I was so excited to get the opportunity 2 years ago to come to KOLD, because there are so many strong, smart, successful veterans that we've got all the way around. In sometimes in smaller markets, you're getting kids right out of college, and that's all you've got. But KOLD has so many people with just years and years of market knowledge, and it's a luxury to have.
Yeah, I was with Dan three weekends ago. We were at the beefsteak event down in under the tent down where the Gem Show is. They have this big fundraising event for veterans, and Dan was there. We get to laughing when we're together, because we laugh about so many things, the craziness that we've had over the last 20 years of him being in Tucson. And I was teasing him that one of his former family members is a former White House press secretary and is on CNN every once in a while. And every time that person comes on the air, I always text Dan and tease him about, oh, there's that person again. So we laugh about that. So small world.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing that someone from Tucson, Arizona could go on to become the White House press secretary. So it is interesting how Tucson is kind of a launching pad for many careers.
That's right.
And even on another network, Jimmy Kimmel, who is the late night guy, he was a DJ at one of the radio stations here in Tucson long before he became a late night host. And of course, there's some reporters on the other networks and so forth who started there.
Savannah Guthrie.
Dan Hicks, who was an NBC guy, went to Sabino High School here, a good friend of ours. And he's been on NBC Golf and Olympics for, goodness, now probably 35 years. And so it's interesting how Tucson, we used to have a friend, we still have a friend. He lives in Kentucky now, but he was a general manager of Channel 9 for a while. His name is Ray Deppa, and he talked about Yuma, Yakima, and Eureka when he would come speak to my students at the University of Arizona. He'd talk about how you have to get your start somewhere, and Tucson is a good place for people to get their start in the business and learn the ropes, and then go on to a bigger market like Phoenix or LA or some huge market where there's 100 people in the newsroom as opposed to 30, So it's Tucson's a good learning ground for some of these young reporters too.
Well, and especially at KOLD, where you have the Bud Fosters and Dan Maries and Aarons who can be the people who are training you.
Right.
They're some of the best in the business. So that I use that as a recruiting tool whenever we are talking to college students.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some of the other off brand networks that you have. Well, the one that I like the most is MeTV, which is at 13.1 on the digital dial, but it's also of course on, if you have Cox or Comcast, you've got it on one of the channels up the line a ways. And so MeTV is just an example. You have five different digital channels that you have. So tell us about those arrangements and how Channel 13 integrates with those kind of, I don't want to call off-brand, but those smaller brand networks.
Yeah, we call them digital networks. And there are two different kinds. There are some that are pure pass-through. So we just have an agreement that we'll give airtime, and those networks pay us to go ahead and run that, but then we don't do any commercial insertion on those. And those are going to be very specific niche kind of things. So all Westerns or all comedies, and a lot of these are 20, 30, 40-year-old historic kind of shows. MeTV is my favorite success story right now. That is all the best of wholesome television that everyone grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all of those shows on there. There is nothing there that would ever be deemed objectionable or off-putting in any way. And you just feel it's nostalgia, right? And it takes you back to when you were young. So we've got all of those shows. We do have commercial insertion there, and we've got a lot of advertisers who have found that's a great product for them. And then our 13.3, right now we have Arizona Family Sports. So Arizona Family is based out of Phoenix, and it used to be only the Phoenix market, but now what we've done is we've expanded it statewide. And our goal is to be able to go ahead and put all things sports or just all things Arizona on there. Mm. So we have a deal with the Phoenix Suns. We also have the WNBA and soccer, and we are...
And AIA as well, the high school stuff.
Right? Correct. Yeah, yeah, lots of high school stuff that's going to be happening. We just produced the Tucson Rodeo Parade live.
It was awesome, by the way.
It was fantastic. What a great event. And instead of only broadcasting that on KOLD, we also simulcast that on Arizona's Family. So the Tucson Rodeo Parade was seen by 8.5 million people all across the state.
Right.
So everybody got to experience one of our treasures here.
Yeah, you did a nice job on that. I'd be remiss in not to mentioning that the soap operas that you feature are The Young and the Restless and The Bold and Beautiful. I said the wrong ones earlier, so to those people who watch those faithfully, sorry about that. When we come back, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll talk just a little bit more. I'd like to talk about what happened last night at the Addy Awards and your engagement with the community in that regard, and then we'll talk a little bit more about KOLD. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Ed Ackerley, sitting in for our good friend Grant Kruger today on this Wednesday. We're speaking of Rob Baino, who is the general manager of KOLD TV Channel 13. Charles has a question for us. Hi, Charles. How are you this morning?
Better for hearing you. Hey, Rob, I have a question. I like some of the older shows. You know, you were talking about the wholesome television. And one of the things I do is every few years I go through all the Adam 12s. There's something about watching those old programs. It just is it's sort of a gestalt. It's a feel good. And I noticed that recently Paramount Plus, or is it, it's Amazon Prime, took off. The whole series took it off of their platform. Do you guys have Adam 12 on there, or do you know where I could watch it? Because I don't seem to, YouTube doesn't seem to have it. I mean, it just sort of disappeared.
So the way that that works out, MeTV goes to the owners of all the different content. Every one of these shows, those libraries are owned by different companies. And they negotiate to go ahead and run them for a certain amount of time. Sometimes it's only a quarter, sometimes it could be a half year, sometimes it could be a multi-year agreement. And that's why on MeTV, you'll see certain shows that kind of cycle in and out because they're only licensed for the first 100 episodes or something like that. And that one is up to the network, MeTV, to go ahead and negotiate. So we at the local level don't do that. We just work with MeTV and agree to air whatever they can find that fits that wholesome brand.
Oh, because I see a lot of migration in the programs. Like, for instance, I was particularly interested in one called Sea Patrol that ran from about 2010 to 15 or so. And it recently also disappeared off of Paramount, but it appeared on for free on YouTube, which was fine with me.
Yeah, very few things appear free. There's always money changing hands, and that's why you'll see some things move from Amazon, and then they'll move over to Netflix, and then they'll move over to YouTube. It depends on who's going to go ahead and pay the owner of that material the most money for whatever term it is. And as soon as that term comes up, maybe they can sell it to somebody else. So you'll see some of these things migrate from platform to platform.
Well, free to the end user anyway. There's yes, ads in there. Right. I don't mind the ads. In fact, I watch as much for the ads as I do for the... I guess it's unusual, but I watch as much for the ads because I love a good creative ad just as much as the program.
And anyway, we love you for it.
Yeah, right. I'm a connoisseur. So. Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Also a content creator of ads, too. So, you know. All right, listen, have a great day.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. So, Rob, let's talk just a little bit. We just have a few minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about last night. Of course, we were at the American Advertising Federation Tucson Addy Awards, and we gave out 60-plus awards to professionals and five students, I think, and talked about that. So why are you involved in the American Advertising Federation and helped with that event last night as a sponsor and on the committee and just your overall engagement with the advertising community and through the American Advertising Federation?
So I love being around creative people, great storytellers.
Speaking of which, there's Joan Lee.
It doesn't matter what format it is, whether it's great radio or great print or great television. Good creative is inspiring. It's fun. My first award was in 1993, and when I got that, I felt inspired that, and it felt good to be recognized that I was doing some good work. But then I also got to see everybody else's work, and I realized I could do so much more. So I stayed involved in that with every move that I made in television, and media people are just fun to be around. Mm-hmm. I enjoy everybody's company. It's exciting. And so when you get to be part of the AdFed and you are part of the best creative minds in whatever market you're in, it's exciting. It's fun to be around.
That was ironic that Joan Lee would walk by right when we were talking about that. She was the MC last night of the event. And of course, Dave Slavin and other people were up there talking too. But it was good to see Joni. Joni's been in radio for a long time. I guess she's moving back to Minnesota here before too long. So,
It's a gain for them. And luckily, we had her for quite some time here in Tucson.
She used to be on at Channel 13. For a while. So she did her stick over there. So viewer engagement. One of the things that you guys have going for you is your local news product, and you've got. Your newscasters and sportscasters and weather folks become local personalities and kind of the celebrities of Tucson, and that engages the viewer in the relationship that they have with your station and the news product for it's what it does. Obviously provides that information to people, but it also provides them a connecting point. And so viewer engagement is an important part of what you do as a general manager to make sure that you're continuing to reach out to people and getting them to, you know, stop on Channel 13 when they're flipping through the dial.
That's exactly right. And one of the greatest things that KOLD has going for it is the anchors who have been around a long time. So Dan Mares, he's never met a stranger. Right. Every time he walks into a room, he knows at least four or five people in every room.
Right.
And that's incredibly valuable to any television station to have people like that. Aaron is the same way. We've got anchors all up and down, and we try to make sure that we get them out in the community as much as possible. So they are constantly emceeing events, speaking for various charities, helping them raise money. We do whatever we can to help Tucson.
I was with Dan, as I told you, a couple weeks ago, but I was also with him at the Center for Opportunity when Lisa Chastain and the folks at the Center for Opportunity were doing their Thanksgiving giveaway dinner, and people come by and get a Thanksgiving dinner, or they sit down and have it in the tent. And they're going to do another one here coming up for Easter, Good Friday. But Dan came out there, and oh my goodness, he was like a sports star almost. Everybody wanted to come up and talk to Dan, get their picture with Dan, and talk to Dan about, because he's in their home every single evening, and they develop this relationship with him, and they see him all the time. Granted, he doesn't see them back, but it is interesting, that relationship that those news anchors have with the people that they're serving.
That's right. And they talk to them on a first name basis as though they have been best friends forever, even if they've never met. And that's the role kind of that a news anchor can become in a market when they reach a certain period of longevity.
Yeah. So we talked of the other two major network stations here, Peter over at Channel 4 and Treg over at Channel 9. The three of you and I want to get together on Jump in Tucson in the future here. And we want to talk about the future of television and how that how the future looks and how the rapid change in how people are receiving and how video is being delivered and how the stations are going to. So you know both of those guys pretty well.
Yep.
From a variety of different things. And so Treg happens to be back at the ABA in Washington, and Peter's got another assignment today. So we talked about maybe scheduling that for later in the spring. I'd like to talk with the three of you about the future. But talking about Channel 13, what are the plans for Channel 13? What is your vision as the GM? What are you're hoping to do to keep Channel 13 a major player in the media world here in Tucson?
So we do research every single year where we ask viewers what they want from their local station, and we make sure that we focus on those top tier things. So Tucson loves their breaking news. They don't want the news to waste their time. They want to be able to get through as many stories as possible, and then to be able to have context. Why is this thing important? That's especially challenging when it's anything that's political, if we're talking about things that are happening at the border or taxes or anything like that. So we do our best to make sure we go right down the middle. Here are the facts. This is what this law would say. Here's what it would do. And then we move on to the next story. So there's no commentary on our part when it comes to those things, but it's important, and it's one of the things that we provide as a service to our viewers.
Well, you're doing a great job. Rob Baino, he's the general manager of Channel 13, one of our good friends. They provide the news for KVOI and the Bustos Media family here. He's going to come back in a couple of weeks with his counterparts from the other two stations. We appreciate what you do for the community and for the AdFed, and especially for the young students at the U of A and Pima College that are interns because of what the AdFed has done for them. So this is Jump in Tucson for a Wednesday. I'll be back on Friday. Tom Moulton will be here tomorrow. Thank you for listening. This is Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice.